with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Ah, yeah, you are listening to Grillin' Guys. It's the first weekend of 2018, and we are kicking it off with a little bit of healthiness. We might not do this again this year, but right now,
Bob's gone. We can get away with
anything. Right, we can get away with it. And we'll be talking to Barbecue Bob here in the next segment. But right now on the live line, we have one of our longtime supporters of the Grillin' Guys and a lady that has taught me a tremendous amount about using olive oils and balsamic vinegars in my cooking. And I'm going to tell you, this has taken me to a different level in a very good way. Shasta from the Old World Olive Company, welcome to the Grillin' Guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I hope you had a great 2017, and 2018 is starting off with a bang, right?
So far it is.
Yeah, good. So, Shasta, our theme today is a little bit about healthy food, and so much of what you do plays right into that. So tell us a little bit about what our listeners can do if they walk into an Old World Olive Company store.
Sure. Well, the coolest thing, I think, for them when they get there is they can sample pretty much anything that we have in the store. We have about 50 different varieties of extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinegars. The neat thing also is that all of the products are traceable. And by traceable, I mean we know where the product's coming from. They're coming from small batch artisans, produced, you know, by an estate. We can dial it back to the crush date and dial in on all the chemistry.
So shots of oil, yeah. You get to taste all the different flavors. How many flavors do you guys have?
About 50.
Wow.
Yeah. So Shasta, when people, if they're not familiar with it, they think olive oil is olive oil. You get virgin and extra virgin. What flavors do you have?
Well, we've got a ton of flavors, anything from standard mild, medium, and robust, unflavored olive oil. And we go everywhere from there. We've got our best seller, the Tuscan Herb, which has a variety of flavors. But there's a lemon oil. There's an orange oil, butter oil. The range is incredible.
Okay, Shasta, I go out fishing a lot. And last weekend, I went out and I caught my limit several days in a row. And I've got all these panfish fillets. Do you have an oil that I can maybe saute in that's really going to impart some flavor to these beautiful little Michigan fillets?
Absolutely. I would recommend a lemon oil. I would also recommend a butter oil. It depends on how savory you want to get, but you could also use an Herbes de Provence, which would impart a little bit more flavor. But I think when you're talking fish, a lemon oil is always a good starting point.
Now, you also have the balsamic vinegars. Now, I know a lot of my guys, they like using the malted when they're eating. What do you got for maybe an end flare that we can put over that platter of fish to kind of bang it up?
Well, again, we've got just a plethora of flavors that you can choose from. For the beginner that maybe doesn't know quite where they want to go or quite what their palate is in vinegars, I would tend to steer them towards a traditional 18-year aged balsamic. But, you know, you can always do, we have a lemon balsamic as well. You could always do, you know, any sort of mixture. You could start with the oil and use just about any balsamic on top, and you're going to be pretty pleased.
So, Shasta, so many times you hear about a balsamic reduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that do to the balsamic?
It just makes it a little bit thicker and a little bit more syrupy. And you can do that a couple different ways. You can put it on the stove and reduce it with heat. You can also put it on a sheet pan, just like a cookie sheet pan, and leave it out. And it'll naturally reduce.
Okay, so it kind of evaporates a little bit.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah, interesting. So does that concentrate the flavors of that balsamic when it does that?
Yep, you're going to get a little bit richer of a flavor, and I think mostly that's because it's you know, it's so thick. It's not quite as runny as what a regular balsamic would be. But yeah, you're going to get a little bit of a flavor jump from that.
Right, and if we take it too far on the stove, not in the pan where you leave it out on the cookie sheet, if you take it too far on the stove, it goes from syrupy to gummy. So you want to stop, because if you take it too far, it's going to be unusable because you're going to stick it to the bottom of the pan. But that's just me telling you that I may have done that once or twice before.
Too many beers?
Right. Yeah.
Right. But well, anyway. That's
awesome. I'm thinking I got to go down and I'm going to go look for like something with a garlic and rosemary in it to saute.
Yeah.
And then
that's
I think maybe something. I remember you guys giving me a sample of something with some orange in it.
Balsamic?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, a balsamic with orange in it. I think that might go topped right over those.
Oh, yeah.
With a little tossed pasta. I think we've got a new dish that we're going to have to write a recipe and try.
There you are.
There right you go. There.
But this stuff, let's talk about the health properties of olive oils, because it's like the most perfect oil on earth, right?
It is. You know, a lot of people, they know the buzz about extra virgin olive oil, but they're not really sure what that entails. And the biggest thing to remember is that it's a healthy fat. A lot of people get caught up in, you know, 120 calories and 14 grams of fat, but that's the good fat. That's the fat that you want in your diet. There's just a ton of positive attributes for using it. True, fresh, extra virgin olive oil helps to fight cancer. It helps to fight inflammation, coronary artery disease, diabetes. It reduces your cholesterol. I mean, the list is endless. And the key is that it's got to be fresh. So if you're using something that is a year or two old, there are virtually no health benefits left in that oil.
Right, and everything that you do is fresh, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Shasta, if somebody wanted to find an Old World Olive Company store, where are you located?
We are located, we've got one on Monroe Center, the corner of Monroe and Ottawa. We've got one in the downtown market, one in downtown Rockford, and then Plymouth and Birmingham.
So you've got these stores spread about Michigan, where
pretty
if
much.
You're yep, and if you're in the southern half of Michigan, you're not more than an hour away, and sometimes more than a couple minutes away, like we are right here at the studio from your
correct.
Downtown Grand Rapids store.
Now, Shasta, for our listeners that are outside that area, do you guys do mail order?
Absolutely. In fact, it's a large portion of our business for people that either can't get out for whatever reason or just aren't nearby one of the stores. So you can absolutely purchase online and we'll ship it for you. Just go to our website, theoldworldoliveco.com.
Very good. You know, unsolicited endorsement, Shasta. You have taught me so much about these oils and vinegars, and it is just, I have an opportunity to cook for a lot of people, as you would expect. And when I bring the bottles out, they're beautiful. First of all, they're impressive. People are like, wow, what are you doing? Well, you know, I've got balsamic vinegars here and I've got oils. And you've taught me how to mix these, right?
Yeah.
So it isn't you're cooking with oil or balsamic. You can mix them up in an emulsion and marinate with them. You can baste with them. And
right.
when I come to your store, you've got a recipe wall, right?
Yeah,
and there you've been really cool because you put them on a 3x5 card. And
right.
you'll teach people how to use these in conjunction with one another, coming up with flavors that are unbelievable. And you know what? You've upped my game. I'm not any better because of what I do. It's because of what you taught me. And
well,
I put those things on my food, and people are amazed that it's like,
well,
I've never tasted anything like this before. I'm not a chef, right? I'm just a grilling guy.
Jop, I think I'm going to set the tip-ups this afternoon and get a pike or two.
Yeah.
And I think we bone one of those pikes out. I think a little marinade, quick saute, top it.
Right.
Bam, we're going to get on that recipe wall.
Right.
There you go. And, you know, that's really key because we don't want a customer to get the product home and then not know what to do with it.
Right.
The goal is to use it to get healthy, to impart that great flavor. And so if you're stuck, if someone out there has product already at home and they say, wow, I've got all these bottles sitting here and I don't know what to do with them, call the store or swing in, and we'd be happy to give you recipes or ideas.
Very good. Shasta, thanks so much for your time today. Much continued success in 2018. It's the Old World Olive Company. Look them up online. Stop into a store. You will not regret it. Take care and enjoy your 2018.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye now. Lady knows a ton about this stuff. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob. He's got something healthy up his sleeve. Stick with us. We'll be back.